on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Venezuela. The latest information we have about Venezuela is the United States Navy. The President of the United States has directed a carrier battle group, USS Gerald Ford, to the region of Southcom. This in addition to several warfighting units, including warships, that have been gathered between Puerto Rico and the Venezuela coast for some weeks. To help me with the scale of this, I welcome Brad Bowman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, very helpful, and his colleague Cameron McMillan, both writing about the freshest deployment and the older deployment and the possibilities of obliging the dictator and illegitimate President Maduro to depart without violence. And yet, gentlemen, a very good evening to you. Cam, I start with you because we have details sometimes, but not entirely. I'll read a statement from Admiral Darrell Caudle, who is the Chief of Naval Operations, talking to reporters in these last days. Venezuelan operations and missions that involve drug cartels, he talked about. And he did not say where exactly the deployment was going, but we can presume it's in Southcom. The remark about Venezuelan operations and missions is very vague, but drug cartels is not. Over these last weeks, we've had instance after instance of the destruction of alleged drug boats, but the fleet moving in is not about drug boats. Your understanding of the scale of this fleet, I'm unfamiliar with what it's expected to do. If it's a carrier battle group, and if it was joining a flotilla of four Arleigh Burkes and some of the Marine Expeditionary Unit flat tops, it strikes me it's enough to invade a continent, let alone a city. Is that correct, Cam? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, thank you for the question. So I think there's a lot we do know and there's a lot we don't know. What we do know is that the Ford carrier group was on a previously scheduled deployment in U.S. European Command in the Mediterranean. It had previously been doing operations up in the North Sea with NATO, and then it was redeployed to, as you said, the Southcom area of operations. We're assuming the Caribbean because, as you said, there's been a very large buildup of military forces there over the past few weeks. The statement from the Pentagon spokesman was that it was to contribute to the mission to stop or inhibit the flow of illegal drugs into the United States. But as you say, it's just kind of for your listeners' context, let's take a step back here. A carrier strike group is probably one of the greatest symbols of American military power out there. I honestly can't think of one that's bigger. And for that to be part of a mission to stop illegal drug shipments into the United States, when you add that into the other military hardware there, is, to be frank, kind of hard to imagine. And so we also see a lot of military activity going on around Venezuela. We've seen B-52 and B-1 bombers make flights close to the country. And we've seen the Trump administration obviously continue to try to place pressure on the regime. So what exactly this carrier group will be doing, we don't know. But we know that it's going to be joining a very large military force in and around the Caribbean.
Brad, my understanding of a scale of this comes to a general understanding that you always take much more than you think you'll need because you're up against defensive positions that may or may not resist. And yet this does not seem to be a warfighting moment. Cam mentioned air units out of Puerto Rico. I believe F-35s are involved as well. We have an air wing on Gerald Ford, many F-18s. And then we have the Arleigh Burkes loaded up with missiles, Tomahawks, I believe, that can take out whole continental worth of capital cities. And yet, and then we're told there are 10,000 troops overall and a Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is not divisions of territory. And it doesn't strike me as a scale of armament that you go on land with. It strikes me more as interdicting a fleet of comparable size or dominating a story over a wide region. Help me understand what something this large is meant to convey. What are we learning from this, Brad? Good evening.
Good evening, John. Great to join you again, and great to be here with my great colleague, Cam. And I agree with everything Cam said. Yeah, I mean, just a few more details here. So as of October 17th, and we highlight this in the policy brief at FTD, we just published, there were roughly 10,000 American troops already in the region. That included a amphibious ready group, a Marine expeditionary unit, three destroyers, one cruiser, aircraft of F-35. You mentioned a surveillance aircraft, Reaper drones. And Cam already mentioned the B-52 and B-1 bomber flights near Venezuela that we've seen more than one of. And what's en route, again, is just to be clear for those who don't do this stuff full time, is a carrier strike group. I agree with Cam. This is the most formidable, both in reality and perception, embodiment of American military power imaginable. And we're talking about F-18 fighter attack aircraft that can blow up anything at will in Venezuela once air defense systems are defeated. Surveillance and electronic aircraft, as well as the destroyer escorts, which have significant strike capabilities as well. So this is way beyond, orders of magnitude beyond what one would need to simply interdict these drug boats. We already have that there and then some. This is clearly at minimum an effort to cast the shadow of power over the negotiating table, as former Reagan Secretary of State George Shultz talked about with respect to Maduro and his regime. And there have been some suggestions from the administration that they might want to conduct strikes in Venezuela, which is obviously very different than taking out these drug boats. And so this is an extraordinary accumulation of American combat power. And one of the points I'd love to talk about more, John, is the opportunity costs here for American national security. Not saying there aren't real threats in the Western Hemisphere that we need to address, but how we address them and then paying attention to the opportunity costs of how we address them is very important as well.
All right, let's do money. 14% of the fleet, 20% of the fleet at sea. That sounds like we're spending a lot of money, and you already had briefed me that there were needs that were not being met by Congress. What does this mean for the money Congress was hoping to devote to other resources?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when you think about the size of our naval fleet, which is smaller than the People's Liberation Army Navy fleet. Yes. Yes. Ours is better and more combat experience, but it's already smaller than theirs. You can only have the Ford carrier strike group in one place at one time. And so it was in Europe promoting deterrence against Vladimir Putin in the worst war in Europe we've seen since World War II. And then when you layer this on top of the decision just announced in the last day or so that we're not going to have a Army rotational brigade, we're going to have it leave in Romania, not backfilled. When you combine that with other things, this appears to be a decline in American deterrent combat power in Europe. And also at least a couple of the destroyers associated with the Ford carrier strike group, one was patrolling reportedly in the Red Sea and another in the Arabian Sea. So the bill payer for this deployment is going to be American national security interests and deterrence capabilities in Europe and the Middle East. I'm not saying we shouldn't be deploying, but let's be clear. And by the way, when this is done, right, you know, that's basically 4 months or so that this carrier strike group would have been there reinforcing deterrence in Eastern Europe. But when this is done, you're going to have to send the carrier strike group and its associated vessels into maintenance and to training. And so that means it will not be available in the way it would have been for contingencies related to China or Russia. So if we say China and Russia are the number one threats and China is the focus, well, what we're doing here is declining and reducing both now in terms of moving the vessel and then for months to come, our ability to respond to contingencies related to China and Russia because we're sending so much combat power to Latin America.
Cam, when I come back to Venezuela, this is a badly, badly treated land of people who with lack food security, they lack medical security, the schools don't function, 7 to 9 million people have fled. Those who cannot flee are still there and they're trapped. This describes a landscape that if we're going to conduct anything like a combat operation in order to remove the illegitimate leadership, we're moving into occupation. We're moving into what happened in Iraq and can happen again, and then happened in Afghanistan and can happen again. I don't see a force here that can provide security, feed the population, take positions of authority in all the towns. I don't see anything like that. What I see is a lot of air power backed up by missile power. Am I missing something, Cam?
No, I don't think you are. I would be shocked if there was going to be something on the measure of an invasion or an occupation of Venezuela with a single Marine Expeditionary Unit. I don't think we are there yet. To be frank, I hope we don't get there. I absolutely agree with your characterization of the Maduro regime, but I think we should kind of take a step back and recognize that we have a thing in the United States called Congress with a thing called war powers. And the administration is, which, as Brad said, is suggested. Senator Graham, I believe, said that he believes the administration may intend to take action if strikes on Venezuela as well. We have not heard a public statement from the administration. We have not heard them going to Congress and asking for authorization to what you're effectively describing is declaring war on another country. Right. So we kind of have two messages coming out of the administration. We're here to stop drugs. OK, to be frank, you don't need a carrier strike group to stop drugs. I live up in Maine. Fentanyl has destroyed Maine like it's destroyed many communities throughout the United States. We all understand that there are serious issues involving illicit drugs into the United States. Carrier strike groups usually aren't the prescription for that problem. But then we also have mutterings towards Venezuela. And it's unclear to me, to be frank, which is it? Are we there to stop drugs? Are we there to place pressure on the Maduro regime? Are we there to use force against the Maduro regime? And in all of that conversation, Congress should be involved.
Gentlemen, I want to turn to the politics of this, not only for the present administration, but also ranging back at least to the Bay of Pigs. Cameron McMillan and Bradley Bowman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.